boys were predominantly from the London Fields area, although we're close to other Hackney boys in the Pembrey and Mother Square estates. It was not quite a borough-wide gang, but covered the E2, E5, E8 postcodes. Operation Trident put the start of the war with Tottenham Dance and the killing of Gladys de Kurz, 16, who was shot dead in Chimes in January 1997. It occurred at a private party when Tottenham Mandem associate Blue was alleged to have fired a gun at the club, which hit and killed de Kurz. However, the real ignition is believed by many to have been brought on earlier. In 1995, a couple of youths from Tottenham had been friendly with youths from London Fields and Pembrey. They went out together robbing people, including young dealers in other parts of North London. They also went on steaming robberies across shops. The Tottenham youths, however, started to come back to Hackney and re-rob the Hackney youths, which caused very serious grievances. One of the TMD youths stabbed a Hackney boy from Pembrey in the leg during one of the re-robberies, an act which led to a series of cyclical violence between the two areas. A couple of TMD youths were confronted by Hackney boys following this, which incidentally also came a month after the murder of de Kurz. TMD boys were chased, but one youth, Popcorn, was cornered into a block of flats on the Carlton Lodge estate, a small estate around Carlton Road just north of Finsbury Park. He was beaten up and then shot dead in the presence of at least six members of the Hackney boys. He bled to death on the roof of a block of flats. Popcorn was well known and well connected in the Tottenham area. One TMD youth and later music artist Clint Ponton helped convict the six suspects from Hackney, having also been chased along with Popcorn. And whilst the single killer was not identified, the suspects were all sentenced at the Old Bailey for between 4 and 6 years each. It was also alleged Ponton had arranged a deal with the seventh suspect who was found not guilty. The Hackney youths were largely from London Fields, whilst TMD were largely from Broadwater Farm. Although this conflict is often labelled Hackney versus Tottenham, it's really more linked to those two estates within each borough. The series of killings and reprisals between the two areas really kicked off in the late 90s. Largely from London Fields, whilst TMD were largely from Broadwater Farm. Although this conflict is often labelled Hackney versus Tottenham, it's really more linked to those two estates within each borough. The series of killings and reprisals between the two areas really kicked off in the late 1990s. Two of those convicted for the murder of Popcorn were shot dead by TMD soon after their release from prison in separate incidents. In June 1999, Menelik Robson, 20, was driving his red BMW convertible in Hackney when it was followed by two motorbikes. One pulled in front of the BMW, blocking its way, whilst another stopped beside it. The pillion passenger dismounted and walked up to the side window, firing several shots. 2 years later, in April 2001, another of the Hackney boys convicted, Corey Wright, 20, was also shot dead in his car in Hackney. His friend who was with him, Wayne Henry, was also killed. The shots fired into Wright's BMW caused the vehicle to lose control, and it went off the road into a bus stop by Thistleway Road in Lower Clapton. These were some of the 8 gang and organised crime related killings that earned Lower and Upper Clapton a reputation as the murder mile. Although the murders were never solved, some people believe Clint Ponton has some involvement. It is alleged he contacted the Hackney boys to deny his involvement a couple days after the murders of Wright and Henry. Hackney responded with the murder of TMD firm member Buckhead from Edmonton. He was murdered in December 2002 after being shot down in a hail of bullets in front of his girlfriend in West Green Road. Hackney boy DC, who was also a Hounslow club promoter, was pinned with the murder, having been identified by witnesses. However, Clint Ponton again comes into the frame according to street legend. They go along the lines that DC was not behind the killing, but Clint Ponton had forced Buckhead's girlfriend to identify DC. A strategic move of sorts. DC had been serving a life sentence since 2003. A series of events following Buckhead's murder led to the eventual death of Hackney boy Jason Fearon. It happened at Termills Club in Clerkenwell during a Soul Select crew event, who were managed by Tottenham Mandan's later North Star team, where singer Lisa Matthew was promoting her debut single. An anonymous tip-off was made to Crime Stoppers that there would be trouble at the event, and there was an attempt to prevent the event from going ahead, but the event organiser refused. As a result, the police parked a vehicle outside the club, hoping that they would deter any gunmen. However, in the early hours, several men burst into the nightclub firing shots, injuring one person. The gunfire continued as the targets were chased into the street. Jason Fearon and another man, who believed was the main target, made their way in an Audi TT sports car. They were followed by the two Tottenham men, who believed to be Clint Ponton and Wes Lambie, firing shots into the Audi from their BMW during the car chase. Fearon, who was wearing a bulletproof vest, was hit in the head and died. Clint Ponton, also known as C1 or The Chosen One, and Wes Lambie went into the music industry, forming the label North Star, whilst with the Tottenham Mandem. Meanwhile, in the background to these 7 killings, Mark Lambie had become a target of the recently formed Metropolitan Police Unit, Operation Trident.